With this spotlight on Arkansas music, I'm Mike Doyle. Tonight it's Bluesy Tuesday in Newport. Our feature group is a longtime favorite, Jeannie and the Guys.
Standing on the mountain looking down at the city. Way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops are falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been there, many times I've cried. Used to be so happy somewhere above.
Jeannie Hendrix of Newport is the drummer and leader of the band, Jeannie and the Guys, known for playing old-time rock and roll, country boogie, and some rhythm and blues. They're versatile, and they're made up of some very experienced musicians. Jeannie, we're glad that you and the guys are playing for this month's KASU Bluesy Tuesday at Newport Country Club.
Well, thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure to get to play over there, and I love going every month and seeing all the different talent. And the musicians that y'all get, and it's a wonderful thing for our community.
Now, your band was honored recently with an award plaque. Tell us about that.
Jody Dickerson, our state representative, presented Sonny Burgess, Marcus Grady, Doug Greenough, and Zendel Rainey, and myself with an award, a citation award. And I was so proud I cried. It came from the House of Representatives. It was signed by the Speaker of the House, and it was in a frame and decorated, and it's beautiful.
And I know you guys have done some benefits, and I suppose that's part of what this award was all about, isn't it?
Yes, we do lots. We do Relay for Life. We did White River on Aging. We did three things in Jonesboro. We did Mark Tree. Whatever anyone needs, we're going to do a thing coming up later in Tuckerman to help raise money for people that feed wants to feed the elder people. They're not funded, so I wanted to do a benefit to help them.
Well, it's a great honor that your local state representative was able to get this recognition for you.
Yes.
It's well deserved.
She's a wonderful person, Jody Dickerson.
We talk, when we promote your band on our concerts, we talk about the experienced musicians in your band. And of course, one of the founding members of your band is Sun Studios pioneer, Sonny Burgess.
Absolutely.
So how did you and Sonny, I understand you were the founding members, how did this get going?
Sonny and I have known each other. We've lived in the same community. And when I was younger, I would go hear him play in Doug Greenough. And they had separate bands. They were together. Then they went their own way. But I grew up listening, you know, to Doug Greenough and Sonny Burgess. And they were just local people. They, you know, Sonny was just Sonny Burgess. And I never realized how big he was and where all he went and all this. It just didn't dawn on me until later on in life. But I did get with him at Swifton Community Building probably 15 years or so ago, and we started this Jeannie and the Guy band.
How long have you been playing music, Jeannie? When did you become a drummer?
I started, Mike, probably when I was about 14. I was raised in church with music, and at home we had all musicians that come to our house and played. I always wanted to be another Loretta Lynn, and I thought, well, I can play drums, I can sing. And it was just in my blood, and it was a God-given talent.
Another longtime member of your band, you've mentioned him. He's no longer able to play regularly because of health reasons. But your longtime bass player and vocalist, Doug Greenough from Wiener, Arkansas.
One of the best. One of the best.
Isn't it accurate to say that Doug Greenough played in bands continuously from the early 60s up until just a couple of years ago?
Yes, he went everywhere. They went to Canada many years ago. They traveled. They played up and down the highway like Sonny. Bob Kings, he played at Bob Kings for many, many years. They played at the Silver Moon regularly. Every weekend I would go. He had many great musicians, and he is an awesome, awesome musician and singer himself. He's always been my hero.
I'm on a love roller coaster, riding along, loop-a-dee-loop. Gotta find my balance, going 1,000 miles an hour. I ain't telling no lies. I'm on the love roller
And he still sings with the band some, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He comes out and he doesn't have the strength to walk and he can't play bass, but he has still got that God-given voice.
You do have Bill Lewis playing bass.
Yes, we do. He took over to help us and we're very grateful for him.
Now, Bill doesn't sing much, but he certainly provides a lot of great backing in the rhythm section, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And it's an honor and a pleasure to have him. I've known Bill and Donna, his wife, all my life, and we're proud to have him.
And Donna, his wife, will sing the guest number once in a while, also.
Yes, she will. Yes, she will.
Another one of the guys playing your band is Zindel Rainey on piano, keyboard. This man comes from a distinguished family in music and in recording. His father was Wayne Rainey, who was a well-known country singer and harmonica player from the late...
And a songwriter. Yes.
From the late 30s to the 60s. And Zindel Rainey and his son John still operate Rainey Recording Studio, which was in Drasco, Arkansas, which was founded by Wayne Rainey. You've done some work there, haven't you?
Done a lot of work with Sonny and Doug and them. All of our recording has been there. George Strait's drummer has helped them. They have had so many people to come to record, and it's a beautiful studio, and if anyone wants to go and visit, they will take you on a tour of the whole plant.
And
it's awesome.
Of course, Zindel plays... keyboard on some of the sessions, I'm sure, there,
yes.
But he's also very good in live performance, and he'll be playing with you guys.
One of the best.
Absolutely.
Love him.
When Zindel plays Last Date, just about everybody gets up to slow dance. Then there's Marcus Grady, who's more than competent on lead guitar.
Marcus Grady has been playing since he was a kid, kind of like me. He's a little bitty guy, and you just can't see him very well, but he's had several great bands. He's always there. He's one of the finest lead guitar pickers, I think, that are around. And a great vocalist and a great human being.
Well, it is a really experienced group you have. We are so fortunate to have you guys play for us. I know you play
a lot.
Yeah. And even though you live in Newport and so does Sonny, but other members of your band drive some miles to play with you guys, don't they?
Yes, Zindel drives all the way from Drasco. Now, Bill Lewis just lives out of town, and Marcus Grady lives at Vida, which is not that far, but, you know, he works a lot, and he does spend a lot of time on his own business. But he will take off to help us on any benefit or anything he can do to help us, all of them. All of them are so gracious.
Well, it's been good to talk with you, Gene Hendricks.
Well, hey, it's a pleasure, Mike Doyle, and I'm looking forward to Tuesday night. I love what I do, and I know the guys love what we all do. We love helping people. We love people. We love to see them dance and enjoy themselves.
Well, if any of you folks listening have never heard Genie and the Guys, you're in for a real treat because it's old-time rockabilly, early rock and roll, and rhythm and blues, and just good old-time classic country. So we hope you folks will come out and see us.
Yes, it is, Mike.
All right. Blues Day Tuesday at Newport Country Club starts at 7 o'clock tonight with Genie and the Guys. Here they are featuring Sonny Burgess with Boppin' the Blues.
And all my friends are boppin' the blues. They must be going around. All them cats are boppin' the blues. They must be going around.
Love you, baby. Must be rhythm bound.
Doctor, told me, son, you don't need no pill.
Do what? Do what?
Yeah, doctor told me, son, you don't need no pill.
Do what? Do what?
You need a handful of nickels. Get back to do your will.
I said all my friends are popping the blues. They must be.